Okay. Good morning. We're holding in Hilchos Shechilas Klal Vav Halacha Dalid. V'da Oy the Isser Kabbalas Shechilasu. You should know that the prohibition of listening to gossip. Afilu Mishami Mishai V'yoy. Say even if you heard it already from two or three people. Oshiyotza Kolbiir. Already there was a big rumor out going in the city. Shaploni Dibra Lovasakh Lakakh, that already that Reuven said something about Shimon, or that he did something. Afiluhaki also the Kabbalah Hakhadav Reliva Shuem. Still, it's Osir. Why does the Chavetz Chaim have to tell you this? Even if you heard it from a lot of people, that it's still Osir? Because you might think, what? No? I'm saying again, it's Osir to Makabal that it's true. And even if you heard it from a lot of people, because maybe if you heard a lot of people, what? It is true, right? No, it's public knowledge. Everyone knows. He heard the gossip. That's how rumors go. Plenty of bad gossip gets around, unfortunately. So just because you heard it from a lot of people, I feel in kavanas and masap and feed the vayim him to vaso shalzeh la ba. And even though the people telling you have good intentions and they want to warn you that it shouldn't have, that you should protect yourself, still, all this information that they're all getting might be false. And since it might be false, therefore it's still part of the Isser Achilus, obviously. Sheinas and Rishoyim, Ayidei Sipurim. Right, just because people telling it doesn't make somebody and even though the person saying it is not a Rasha, because maybe he is doing it with the proper tachlis, but so what? It's still also the Mekaba. Halacha hey, is a kabbalas rechilus afilu miish the mehemel like yishnaim. Had this also in Lashon Hara, which is you can't accept gasser from somebody, even if it's somebody who has tremendous amount of belief in your eyes. The Gemara talks about this a person who's mehemel like a betray, someone who's so trustworthy that you would believe in mamish like Eidus mamish. And even if it doesn't make him look any good, there's nothing. Oh, now we're getting to it. Now all of this, in this case, this is only what if it, there's no toelos lahaba. Aval. Now, when are you allowed to listen? If there's some kind of productive purpose that you need to know this information for the future. Kigon. You should know that Reuven's going to pounce on you and beat you up. He's going to steal your money. And this way you're going to protect yourself. Now we're talking about a person that's Mehemen Rikibetre, right? This is a person, he's not in the Geva Dovrit or whatever, and this person definitely is for saying it so that you will be protected, so then you're allowed to believe it. However, you can't tell anybody else, right? Because it's only to LSVU. Even to your wife, to your children, your brothers, sisters, parents. Unless the 12 is for them also, if the guy's after them also. That's only if the person telling you heard the person say it. Bams. In other words, again, let's say like this. Reuven heard Shimon say that he's going to beat you up. Okay? Shimon said he's going to beat you up. And he told Reuven. So Reuven can tell you, by the way, Shimon's going to beat you up. Reuven's someone who you believe. Reuven's not a Geva Dover. This is going to protect you. So then you let him believe it, because he heard it from Shimon. Not that he, No, he heard it from Shimon, right? So then, since he heard it from Shimon, straight, and he's not someone who lies, Levi told me that Shimon said he's going to beat you up, whatever. Then he's not. What he's telling you, he's no better than anybody else, and therefore it's gossip, and therefore it's absolutely usher to believe it. Shakaya.